majesty, our high priest. The Apostle Paul develops a special picture in a letter to the Hebrews about the tabernacle, the meaning of it, and what's going on in the real tabernacle, in the heavenly sanctuary. So what was in parable on earth and what's going on in reality in heaven? In the letter to the Hebrews, his epistle, he writes in chapter 7, verse 22, "Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant." That's the point. Better than the one they had in the desert with the tabernacle and so on. "Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office." Humans die. So another one. So here we have a difference, but because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Jesus, a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Wow, well, what a difference. He always lives to intercede. Such a high priest meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once and for all. Once and for all. That's the point. When he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who are weak, but the oath which came after the law appointed the Son who has been made perfect forever. These verses in chapter 7, 22 till the end of the chapter. In chapter 9, we find, starting in verse 11, the following theme. When Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made. That is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all. Remember, once for all, by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. You can say it in a better way. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. So in the service in the desert and in the temple. How much more then will the blood of Christ, imagine, blood of goats and calves and so on, blood of Christ. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? That's the sense, the aim of life. To serve the living God. That's the only thing that makes sense in life, isn't it? When you die, and you look back to your life, what will go on afterwards? What will remain of your living? Only the tombstone with numbers and number? Is that all? For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant, Christ, our high priest. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you are our high priest eternally, forever. Till tomorrow.